And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Friends, this is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy, being heard around the world, American Voice Network, of course, our powerofprophecy.com website. That is 24/7. Tune in anytime. You can't sleep at night. Well, don't just, you know, roll over and over in bed. Get up, and if you got a computer, turn it on and listen to powerofprophecy.com, the program for the week. Some people listen to it three or four times. They say they always get a few things that they missed the first time. I think that the way some things are that are very, very important. Well, today it's going to be very important, and you'll want to get a pencil and paper perhaps, or you'll want to listen to it a couple times. You might want to buy the CD or the audio tape of this program. We're going to be discussing a very current topic, and yet it's an old topic. It's something that's going to be coming up in the future as well. And let me first start off with a statement, and listen to me very carefully. No, I repeat, no, I will not trust in God. Let me repeat that. No, I will not trust in God. Now, that's not what I believe, not at all. I trust in God. I trust in what Jesus Christ did on the cross. These are not my words. These are the words of Jared Lee Loeffner, who shot 20 people on January the 8th at the Safeway food store parking lot area, shooting Congresswoman Giffords right in the head, killing Judge Roll, killing that precious little girl, killing six in all, total of 20 maimed because of this lunatic monster. And on his website, and I have researched this, I've spent days now investigating, and you know, when Tex Mars gets on something, he finds out stuff that no one else can get. In this particular case, I had a lot to work with. You know, my wife, Wanda, that's where I met her. Tucson, Arizona. We still have all kind of friends in Tucson. I was stationed there for a while at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, where I taught the officer trainees. And, of course, they have the largest, what we used to call it, the Air Force salvage or graveyard in the world. Hundreds spread out miles out in the desert. Airplanes put in storage. Of course, they cannibalize some parts of them and so forth, but very interesting place. Tucson, Arizona. Arizona, of course, has been a hotbed now because we have the governor of the legislature passing laws that, well, basically would say illegal aliens, please obey the law. But, of course, Barack Obama and the administration don't like that. They want to bring in tens of millions more illegal aliens, give them all citizenship, give them all billions and billions of dollars of Social Security and other benefits, and bankrupt this nation and level us to the same as third world countries and communism. Now, that's just the truth. But I want to talk about Jared Lee Loeffner today. Because what you've heard in the media mostly is either half-truths or no-truths or just pure propaganda. Of course, the first thing the media did, it was almost like they had it prepared. They had dossiers, it seemed like. Everybody in the Democrat Party, the liberal, set the all of the TV stations except for Fox, I'll admit, began to smash people like Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Tea Parties and Republican Party. You're the killers. You're the ones that murdered these people. You're responsible. It was a right-wing lone nut assassin that did it. He's a gun lover. And he showed on his YouTube videos that he made on the internet that he's just a hater and he's just shut up. you bunch of liars. Shut up. I am so sick and tired of these liberal communist pinko liars. Now, I know communist pinko is an old phrase. Say, boy, I hadn't heard that since the 1950s or 60s. Well, let's sharpen it up and take it out of the closet and use it. You know, words can cut a lot deeper than a sword. In fact, God says his word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And it cuts to the marrow, the Bible says. Let me tell you, when God cuts, wow. He will actually cut and separate you from eternal life if you betray him, if you hate him. And Jared Lee Loeffler declared on the internet, on YouTube, I read it myself, I read everything I could get. I was able to get a lot of the stuff that was quickly taken off of the internet by the FBI. Oh yeah, they had it prepared. They took everything off. But fortunately, there are a few little people out there that are computer experts that are able to help TexMars. And I appreciate that. And I have friends even in the FBI and other places that often help me on things. That's right. They're patriots in the FBI. They're patriots in the CIA. And they know how the Brock administration, the Bush administration, the Clinton administration were a bunch of traitors and are. They know they're a bunch of liars. And talk about maniacs. They're about as maniacal as Jared Lee Loeffler was and is. Now, you know, let me make a couple statements to you, and I'm going to prove them to you. Stuff that you won't hear in the media. And this is very important because it shows where America's headed. I realize Jared Lee Loeffler is, to me, no doubt, clinically insane. The psychiatrist may say he is or not. I don't care what they say. You know, I taught psychology myself at university level. In fact, I taught the senior level psychology course for Park University. I taught crises and adult adjustment. So I was a psychology professor too. That's why I discovered that most of psychology is pure hocus pocus satanic junk. And I tried to teach my students something that was valuable. But it's hard to when 99% of the psychiatric experts are a bunch of dope heads and a bunch of cocaine abusers and don't know what they're talking about. But anyway, that's another story. Maybe we'll save that for another time about my discovery of the psychiatric industry and why I say if you've got a young teenager that's messed up or if you, an adult, have psychological problems, don't go to those nutty, wacko psychiatrists. Don't waste your time. They'll eat up your mind and your pocketbook. So let's talk about something else, though. Let's talk about something important for America. What Jared Lee Loeffler did was symbolic for what I think is going to be happening on a mass scale because of Satan's work and the dissolving of the Christian church before our very eyes. The dissolving of the Christian church. You're going to see, I believe, dozens, scores, hundreds of Jared Lee Loeffler's in coming years. So you better get used to it now. You say, how can I possibly get used to it? Well, I know. This incident itself, when that little girl's picture, that little Christina Green, 9 years old, when her picture was aired, and I thought about what he did in shooting that precious little girl. This is not the America I want. I know, dear friends, you listeners, you good friends of mine on Power of Prophecy, I know it's not the America that you want, but it's the America that exists because of the satanic nature of our culture and society. A culture that is eaten up in Satanism, even within the halls of the U.S. Congress and the hallowed halls of the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's what we've got to work with. But it's okay. It's okay. God will see us through it as Christians. You think we've got it bad? Why don't you order from this ministry the book, Fox's Book of Martyrs? They haven't taken me away or you away to a stake and burned the flesh and killed us. They haven't taken us away. Maybe some of them. Some of us have suffered these things, but not many of us. They haven't taken you away to a torture chamber yet and cut off your tongue and pulled out your fingernails while you were screaming in agony and pain. That's what they did to early Christians. But don't think it will not get that way again. It was that way in the 20th century when 66 million people perished in the Gulag concentration camps that were set up by Jewish Satanists in the Soviet Union. You say, well, that was back then. That was from 1917 to 1984 when the Iron Curtain fell. Let's see, 1984 to now. About a quarter of a century, a little bit over. Only a quarter of a century ago, tens of millions of Christians were herded into camps, shot, killed, bludgeoned, raped, plundered. Just a quarter of a century ago. Are you 25 years or older today? It happened during your lifetime. Read about Pol Pot, Khieu Samphan, the communist leaders of Cambodia. 70% of the people of that nation were forced to leave their cities and go out in the country, and most of them died. They began torture chambers, and soon skeletal remains were piled up in pyramids of the dead. Their crime? They had no crime. They were innocent. Loeffner, I think, was a madman, a mad young man, but he is symptomatic of what our society is going to become. And already, these are, the Bible tells us that the most horrible things, we get a shaking, a quaking. You know, even the animals knew about the tsunami that was coming in Asia a few years back. The animals began to run and to go up to higher ground. The people stayed below, and the floods of water came in and killed them all. Noah and his family were the only ones saved. They built the boat and everybody laughed at them. Well, the waters came. They weren't laughing anymore. They were probably clamoring, trying to get up and climb up on the ark and save themselves, but it was too late. Well, it's not going to be too late, because I'm going to tell you some things about Loeffner you need to know. I think it's like a picture of a future America. First of all, I found that he did say, flat out, no, I will not trust in God. I think that's the most important thing you can get from this radio program today. That Jared Lee Loeffner, and he's not alone. Millions of young people today and old people have said and are saying the same thing. No, I will not trust in God. Notice something. Some people said that this young man was hostile to religion. I read that in the press. Hostile to religion. They interpreted that he was an atheist. He was no atheist. An atheist does not say, no, I will not trust in God. They say, I don't even believe a God exists. He knew there was a God. He said, no, I will not trust in him. But that's what Jesus Christ requires, that you trust in him. For without him, you can do nothing, dear friends. Shooter Jared Lee Loeffner. Now listen carefully. I'm going to give it to you in one sentence. Is, because he's still alive, in his jail cell waiting for trial. And oh, what a circus show that will be. And his lawyers will be paid by the state, by you and me, over $1 million to defend him. If you were just a common murderer or bank robber, you know, you'd get some $50 an hour cheap lawyer to defend you, public defender. But they're going to pay tax money to defend that jerk. Listen to me. Shooter Jared Lee Loeffner is a Jew. That may surprise some of you. He is Jewish. He is a Jew. He is a Satan worshiper. He is a drug abuser and pothead. And he's a heavy metal rock music addict who spitefully declared publicly and openly, no, I will not trust in God. Now, this tragic shooting, of course, caused a flurry of news reports. But no major network has given us the fact that Jared Lee Loftner is a Jew. One newspaper that I know of, the New York Daily News, exposed the satanic worship of Loftner. And there's been very little said about Pothead, him being a pothead, and a heavy metal rock music addict. Well, first of all, most in the media smoke pot and take drugs, cocaine and others. They don't think there's anything wrong with it, so why should they make a big deal of it? Second, most of them are devils who listen to heavy metal rock music, satanic music. They don't find anything wrong with that. As far as him being a Jew, they wanted you, listen to this, they wanted you and me and every American to believe that he was a right-wing fundamentalist Christian gun nut Hitler lover. But they didn't tell you that the boy was Jewish, did they? Yes, he shot a congresswoman who is Jewish, although Israel would not allow her to immigrate to the country because her mother wasn't Jewish. Her father was Jewish. Gabrielle Giffords, congresswoman, is not a Jew, the rabbis of Israel said, and she cannot immigrate to Israel because they look at genealogy only from the mother's side. If your mother wasn't a Jew, then you're not a Jew. So Gabrielle Giffords was not a Jew, according to Israel and the Jewish rabbis. But here's the key thing to think about. The shooter was a real Jew. He could have immigrated to Israel and lived there. And if he could have got away and not been caught, they don't deport people who are murderers. I know of one man who's living there named Shlomo Morel, who killed thousands of people in a communist gulag that he was in charge of after World War II. Shlomo Morel, butcher in Poland, killed thousands of people, mostly Christians. And he was commandant and butcher at a Soviet communist gulag. Concentration camp. After the Iron Curtain fell in Poland, which had been a communist country, Shlomo Morel fled to Israel. And Israel has ever since been hiding him. He's been indicted for war crimes and murder back in his home country of Poland. But they won't give him up. If Loftner could have just made it to Israel, he could have lived there on a government pension for the rest of his life. And they wouldn't give him up. It's against their law. Now, I want to tell you the evidence that I've got. I shouldn't tell you that he's a Jew, a Satanist, a pothead, and a heavy metal rock music addict if it's not true, but it is true. Now, I've put an article explaining all this with pictures and all on my website, powerofprophecy.com. And I hope you'll go to that. I hope you'll send your friends to it and read that article. It's very long, it's very detailed, and it's powerful and explosive. Now, first of all, as far as Jared Loftner being a Satan worshiper, New York's Daily News newspaper published photos of a devil shrine and altar found in the Loftner family's backyard in their suburban home in Tucson. What appears to be sinister candles, a skull, and other paraphernalia are all shown there in the photos. Think of it. There is a tent-like structure that's been built in his backyard. And inside it, they have made a brick altar. And on the altar is a bowl with oranges in it. So that, you see, those are, you know, treats for the devil or the gods or for visitors from the other side. And on top of that bowl is a skull. And then there's a platter in front of that in the altar. That's for the dining needs or the food that the let's just say the treat, if you want to, that you're offering to your otherworldly visitors. It's a satanic altar. That's what the New York Daily News newspaper said about it in their exclusive. You can find it online, by the way. I have the article right here in front of me, New York Daily News. The article is entitled Gabrielle Giffords Shooting, Frightening Twisted Shrine in Arizona killer Jared Lee Loeffner's yard. Talks about the ceremonial candles. It says that experts said the elements are featured in the ceremonies of a number of occult groups. A sinister shrine, says the New York Daily News, reveals a chilling occult dimension in the minds of the deranged gunman accused of shooting a member of Congress and 19 others. There's pictures of the altar. And then it shows also there's a picture of the tent-like structure. It's like a shanty or a primitive shack that was built in the backyard of the Loeffner's home. Now, according to the New York Daily News, this was like a devil or a cult shrine. Okay? They use words like chilling, sinister, twisted, frightening, occult. Now, I realize something. In the last 25 years, I have investigated almost every one of the shootings by some student or some young person. And I find invariably, all of those shooters, all of those murderers that go into a McDonald's and shoot people, that go into a cafeteria, that go into like a Columbine high school, they are all, without a doubt, involved in some type or form of satanic worship. Second, almost all of them are on drugs. Pot, cocaine, LSD, ecstasy, illegal Xanax, Valium, and all those things. And they're all crazed fans of heavy metal rock music. And so was Loeffner. And now we see the satanic devil shrine in his very backyard. But I've got more for you. The New York Daily News didn't tell you about it. I recognized what that was. I went back to my research materials, and I found some very interesting things about this satanic altar in the Loeffner backyard. Remember I told you that the Loeffner family apparently is Jewish. Now, how do I know that the mother is Jewish? Remember, the mother is the genealogical link with Judaism, or Jewish ancestry. Well, first of all, the name Loeffner itself is Jewish. Although I understand there's some German and even maybe a few Irish Loeffners. But basically, it's a Jewish name. Now, the name Jared, I looked it up in the Jewish Names Dictionary. Guess what it means? Of Hebrew descent. His very first name means of Hebrew or Jewish descent. Now, let me stop before we get into the Judaism thing, the fact that he was a Jew. I want to talk a little bit about, maybe I'll save it to the second half of the program, because I want to direct some comments to those of you out there who are already hot under the collar. You're going to say, well, Tex, God made pot. There can't be anything wrong with it. He made pot. He made marijuana. And you're going to tell me, hey, I go to heavy metal rock music concerts all the time, man. Hey, man. I don't see anything wrong with that. Hey, man, I like Ozzy Osbourne. I like Jim Morrison and the Doors. I like all those people. You're way off base, Tex Mars. I mean, I go to heavy metal music concerts. I smoke pot. I ain't killed anybody. May I please add the word yet? But we'll get into that in a little bit. Now, back to the shrine. And you people that are hot and bothered about the heavy metal music or the marijuana smoking. And I know California's even selling it. I mean, it's a big industry there in California and maybe in some other states as well. Nothing wrong with it. I'll just go right in, get you a prescription by some hocus pocus doctor. Y'all got back strain. I got this. I got headaches. Y'all got stress. I need some pot. Okay, here's your prescription. They write out a doctor's prescription. You take it right next door to the marijuana shop and buy your legal medical marijuana. It's a big scam. Sort of like the Air Force and the military's don't ask, don't tell. Yeah, you can be a gay. You can plunder all these little boys. Just don't tell us about it. Come on in the military. What a bunch of hooey. Well, anyway, the shrine. I looked at it. I examined the photos of what the New York Daily News basically call a shrine to the devil. I'm not so sure they used the term devil, but they said the occult. And who's head of the occult? Sinister, chilling, twisted. Hey, they know what they're doing. They're leading you to believe this is a satanic altar of occult worship. But you know what? I recognized it as something else. You see, there are feast days or festivals in the religion of Judaism. Some are even given in the Old Testament to the Jews. Now, if the Jewish religion was a religion of the Old Testament, I would still beg and plead with Jews to come to a knowledge of Jesus, who is prophesied as their Savior and Messiah in the Old Testament. But this is the reason why Judaism discounts, discredits, demeans, and downgrades the Old Testament. Because it does prophesy of Jesus coming. It describes Jesus, the suffering servant, the suffering Messiah. They don't like that. They want to avoid any mention or any suggestion that Jesus was the Messiah. And besides that, there's some things in the Old Testament they don't like. You know, they're told don't have, you know, sex with your neighbor's wife and things like that in the Ten Commandments. Well, the Jews think that's a good idea to have sex with their wives. Excuse me, with their neighbor's wives. It's in the Talmud. You can have sex with your neighbor's wives. Well, I read in the Talmud, believe me, this is in the Jewish Talmud, their most holy book. It says that one of the greatest of Jewish sages, Rabbi Ben Eleazar, had sex with every whore on planet Earth, but still will receive his portion in the world to come. The heaven on earth that will be the reign of the Jews. The Jews will rule the world, and Rabbi Ben Eleazar will be resurrected and will become, again, one of their sages, even though he had sex with every prostitute on planet Earth. That's what the Talmud says. Yeah, well, Jesus had a little different idea. Jesus says, don't even think about having sex outside of marriage. Because if you think it, you've done it. Jews wouldn't like that either. Their Talmud says, as long as you have adulterous sex with a Gentile woman, there's no penalty. You're just not supposed to do it with a Jewish woman. If your next neighbor's wife is a Gentile, well, go to it. She's just an animal anyway. Because all Gentiles are the goyim, the cattle, or animals. Now, let's go back to this shrine. The New York Daily News suggests this was a sinister devil worship shrine found in the backyard of killer Jared Lee Loeffner's Tucson home. But in fact, the shrine, made up of a brick altar and a tent-like surrounding structure, appears to me to be what the Jews call a Sukkot booth. It is part of the Jews' seven-day Feast of Booths, also called the Feast of Tabernacle. The Feast of Tabernacles, or simply, they call it Sukkot, S-U-K-K-O-T. Now, when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the Jewish worship, the seven-day ceremony, you might call it, or festival of Sukkot. And you know what? You'll find out that it is satanic. It is satanic. So there was Satan worship by Jared Lee Loeffner, but it was through the form, through the prism of the religion of Judaism. I'll tell you more when we return. You're listening to Tex Mars and Power of Prophecy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hello again, friends. Tex Mars here. You know, the occult continues to grow and to ravage Americans. Look, just get your entertainment page in your newspaper and look at all the devil movies, the fiendish, the slasher movies, satanic movies. Way back in 1989, I did a video. In fact, it was a one-hour message straight from my heart to parents. And what I did in that video was to talk about how Satan was ravaging our teenagers, our children, let alone adults. In this video, and I'm going to offer it to you now. Again, it goes back to 1989. Wanda said that, well, that's a Tex Mars classic video. Well, it is a classic video. It's entitled, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Now, what this video shows is simply this. Well, I shouldn't say simply because it's profound. That the love of God is greater than the malice and hatred of Satan. I want to say it again. The love of God is greater than the malice and hatred of Satan. Satan has a plan for our kids. I believe there are demons specially trained and targeted, and they have a bullseye on every one of our children, our teenagers, and our young people, all of them. I want you to know about these tricks of the devil, about his stratagem, what he's doing to destroy our young people, to take the souls of an entire generation. And tell me if since 1989, when I first came out with this video, and by the way, I delivered this message in front of, I think there were like 1,500 people in the auditorium. And I can't tell you how many mothers and fathers were crying afterwards and thanked me for the opportunity to hear the truth. The truth is, Satan wants America, but he especially wants an entire generation. And I believe since 1989, particularly, 2 decades, you'll see the things that I predicted, I talked about in this video. They're here now. They're here in the case of Jared Lee Loeffner in this horrible shooting. But I want you to know something. The more Satan works in this new age occult satanic movement, the more I know that Jesus is greater than him. The Bible says that. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Satan is God of this world. I can't deny that for a short time. But he knows that his time is short. The Bible in Revelation says that he goes about furious in the last days. He's angry that he only has a short time left. But your time doesn't have to be short. Your time doesn't have to be limited. You can have eternal life. Now, I hope you're listening to me today talking about Jared Lee Loeffner. Some people say, Tex, I hope he goes straight to hell. Well, I don't agree. I don't agree. Let me read you what God says in Ezekiel 33, verse 11. God told Ezekiel what to tell the people. And here I, Tex Mars, simply repeat this lovely message of God to you, to the people of Tucson, Arizona, to the people of the whole world. Say to them, said God, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die? Says God. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's the simple words of a hymn that every child who goes to a church of Jesus Christ sings at one time or another. But they're powerful words. And in this video, you'll hear me tell about one of the women who were at that conference, who had been abducted and taken captive in the Middle East and was a prisoner. And God intervened. Yes, then came God. A Tex Mars classic video, 60 minutes in length, $20. Please add $5 shipping and handling. That'll help us keep this radio program going, help us keep our newsletters, our web pages, and many other things going. Again, a Tex Mars classic video, 1989, but just as timely today as it was then. Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. You'll like it. We also have our book, Ravaged by the New Age, Satan's Plan for Our Children. And that book dear friends, is only $15, 272 pages for just $15. Ravaged by the New Age, it was a number one national Christian best-selling book. And it is just as timely today as it was back then, and I think more important, as events have proven out. Again, the book is $15. Please add $5 shipping and handling for it. The video, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, $20, and it's in DVD. I don't think we have any VHS copies left, but we have the DVD. Please order it, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, $20 plus $5 shipping and handling. All right, let's return to our regular program now. I want to remind you again, of course, that our website, you can order Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, or Ravaged by the New Age, by going to powerofprophecy.com. If Jesus Loves Me, This I Know is not up yet, it will be within another week because we're just getting it printed and published. So keep looking on the web. Meanwhile, you can order it by mail now. By the time we get it in and everything, we'll process the order. We'll be ready to go. Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, by mail. Of course, our phone number, as always, is toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, or you can send it by mail to us at Power of Prophecy or text Mars, either one, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Hey, I just got a little note from Wanda. She said a listener complained that when I shout on the radio, it distorts my voice. And people cannot understand what I'm saying. It gets distorted. Well, I guess sometimes I do go on a rant and, you know, I get carried away and maybe it blasts people out. You know, most radio shows, when I'm a guest, they have to turn down the volume on my microphone and turn up the volume of the person who's interviewing me. They said, boy, your voice is booming. You've got a big, rich voice. And some people say I have a golden voice. Well, I don't know about that. I sort of have a Texas accent, but I'm not going to apologize for that. I have a good friend from Ohio, and I kid him about his perfect Middle Western non-accent. Ed Brown, if you're listening out there, yeah, you're the one I kid all the time. And I know, go Buckeyes, but it's go Longhorns here in Texas. Okay. Oh, my. Okay, I'll try not to shout. I'll try not to get too carried away. But, you know, friends, sometimes you just get it's I don't think it's really angry. I don't have grudges against people. I pray for my enemies. I don't get mad at folks. But, you know, when you see a little child like this killed, this 9-year-old girl, when you see the horrors that are happening to our young people through Satanism, through occultism, and, yes, through Judaism, it just gets me upset. I'm indignant. I'm righteously indignant. You know, when Jesus went in the temple and he saw the money changers there, he overthrew their tables and he got a whip and he lashed them and ran them out of the temple. I bet a lot of people said, boy, he's angry. He's a mean, mean man. He's evil. Look at him. You know, I think God has just had enough of this stuff. Some people say, Tex, you don't really believe God would send anybody to hell. Hey, friend, don't complain to me about what God will do. He does what he wants. He's God. Get your life straight by going to him and asking him to wash away your sins, and then you don't have to be the one to worry about going to hell. Don't complain to me about whether he will or he will not. His Bible says he will, and he will. I don't even question it. I have faith in it. I know there's a hell, and I'm not going there. Because I'm so good? Of course not. Because I'm so holy? My goodness, I wish I could maintain 10% of the standards of the Apostle Paul or Peter or Jesus. I don't even stand a chance being close to his example, but I want to be. I want to follow him. I pray for more strength from Jesus every day. And I think God has helped me tremendously over the years. If not for God, do you think I would be able to say the things I'm telling you today? Do you think every month you would get the newsletter, you would get the articles, the videos that I have put out? Listen, God is my bodyguard. He's my protector. He's my shield. Without him, I am nothing. People say, oh, Tex, you think you're such a big shot. Are you kidding me? I know how little I am, but I know how huge and powerful God is. And I appeal to him every day and to be watching over me. And I want to tell you something, friends. I'm going to be right here. And if you ever hear a rumor or you see a newspaper story that Tex Mars killed himself or was depressed and committed suicide, you can just say that is pure malarkey. I am not depressed. I am never depressed. I would never kill myself. I am the temple of God. Anybody who has Jesus is. And I'm not going to harm the temple. That's getting old. I'm going to get a new body one of these days, an immortal body. Thank God for that. But until then, I'm not going to do anything but try to take care of this simple temple that God has given me. And he'll give me something better one day. All right. I just wanted you to know where I stand. I'm not better than anybody. If it weren't for God, I'd be in big trouble. Now, if Jared Lee Loftner had known the true God, if he hadn't said and openly, publicly expressed on the internet, no, I will not trust in God, his life could have been different. But look where he is today. And look where his victims are. Now back to this Sukkot, back to Judaism, back to this supposedly occult altar, according to the New York Daily News. Now listen, the New York Daily News knew better. All the media are owned mostly by Jews. Reporters are Jews and so forth. So don't tell me that they didn't know what this really was. Come on. In fact, the two authors of the story in the New York Daily News, which was published, by the way, and is on the internet January the 10th, are Matthew Lisiak in Tucson and Lucas I. Alpert, A-L-P-E-R-T. Alpert is a Jewish name. A Jew helped write this article for the New York Daily News. Therefore, he must have known this was a Sukkot. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he's a dumb Jew. There are a lot of dumb Christians, too. They don't know anything about what goes on in Christianity. They claim to be Christian, but they're not. But I believe this was a Sukkot. Now, I did some research, and in Jerusalem and many other cities throughout Israel, every year, in late September, October, they have the Festival of Tabernacles, or Festival of the Booths. Now, here's the meaning of the booth, or the tent-like structure, the primitive shack or shanty. They actually, many of them build it in their yard, in their backyards. Others, did you know that in Jerusalem, I understand, they have a huge field, a public field, and they actually invite Israeli citizens to come and build their Sukkot structure. Now, Sukkot is a hut or a temporary structure. It is supposed to resemble, in this religious festival of Jews, it is supposed to resemble the ancient primitive housing of the Jewish tribes. They were like booths, just little bitty, you know, shacks side by side. Now, at Sukkot, the Jews build these fragile outdoor booths or shacks. And if you go to Jerusalem during this time, 7 days every year, you'll see these things all over the place. You know, out in the field, you'll see a Sukkot shack. And some people actually go, Orthodox Jews, and sleep and live in them for 7 days, eat in them. Pretend like they're back in the ancient days of the Jewish tribes. Now, as part of this religious ritual, now some people say, well, Tex, didn't God ordain this as a festival? Okay, yes, he did. But you don't bring in satanic Babylonian practices in with what God ordained. The Jews back then, who had this festival, the festival of tabernacles or booths, they did what God said. But you don't put a skull on an altar. A skull is death. Jesus gave a great principle. He said, God is God of the living and not the dead. He told one man who said, I'd like to come and follow you, Lord Jesus, but my father just died. I have to go back and take care of all the arrangements, the funeral, the burial, and so forth. Jesus said, God is God of the living and not the dead. Let the dead bury their dead. Come and follow me. You think, oh, that's cruel. That's insensitive. No, Jesus was setting forth a principle. The skull is a sign of death. The skull is used in Freemasonry. It's used in the Order of Skull and Bones. It's used in the Vatican in Rome, which is the biggest satanic cult in the world. Now, in necromancy, they communicate with the dead. And in this Jewish festival, the festival of booths or tabernacles, they communicate with the dead. In fact, as part of the ritual during these 7 days, they believe if they pray and meditate that one of the Jewish patriarchs, you know, Moses, Jacob, and so forth, each day will come and visit them. Wow. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 18, there's the Old Testament, that the Jews do not honor because they honor only the Kabbalah, the book of magic, and the Talmud. But if they were to read Deuteronomy 18, Deuteronomy 18 says, do not practice necromancy. Do not attempt to communicate with the dead. King Saul attempted to communicate with the dead prophet Samuel. And God says, because you did that, tomorrow you will die. And King Saul died the next day. He committed suicide, fell on his own sword after he lost the battle. Then the devil worshiper Philistines cut off the head of King Saul, put it on a silver platter, and brought it into their temple and made it a sacrifice to their gods. The head of the king of Israel. Why? Because he communicated with the dead, or tried to. Actually, he did. That was the problem. God sent the prophet Samuel. And the first thing Samuel said was, why have you called on me? Your God told you not to do that. Sometimes you don't want to get what you think you want. The king of Israel, Saul, got what he wanted. He wanted to know what was going to happen the next day in the battle against the Philistines. And he was given that information by Samuel from the dead. Tomorrow, you will lose the battle. And you yourself will die. Now, in this Jewish festival, which mixes Babylonian Satanism with the Old Testament worship. So somebody out there, don't write to me and say, oh, well, you were against what God ordained in the Old Testament. I'm against mixing Babylonian Satanism with anything of God's. That's what I'm against. I guess my voice is already getting distorted again here. Now, if you read about this, and you can read about it in Wikipedia or Encyclopedia Britannica, or a book, good book, for example, Michael Hoffman's book, Judaism Discovered, which we offer in the ministry, tells you all about these festivals of the Jews and how most of them are eaten up with Satanism and Babylonianism. One of the things they do there, they invite these dead patriarchs or saints to come and have dinner with them, to come and commune with them. And so before, this skull is a platter for the food that you intend to offer to each of the dead patriarchs each day that come to visit and commune with you. Now, at the same time, the book of Ecclesiastes, now we see an Old Testament book that is brought in to this ritual by the Jews in modern day Judaism. In the book of Ecclesiastes is read at Sukkot before this altar. And listen to this. The themes of death and vanity are stressed or emphasized. Read the book of Ecclesiastes. It does talk about we're all going to die. Death. It says all is vanity. It's in there. But it ends, there's the wonderful thing about the word of God. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it ends with the statement that yes, all is vanity. But our mission, our destiny as the children of God is to serve him and that alone. And he'll take care of the rest. He'll extinguish your vanity, your vainness, and he'll give you eternal life. There's a great ending message in Ecclesiastes, but the stress of the Jews in their Sukkot, their festival of booths or tabernacles, is death and vanity. That was what is emphasized. Thus we find the death skull and the candles for the altar displayed on the altar of the Sukkot booth in the Loftner's backyard. Now, in my newsletter online, textmars.com or powerprophecy.com, I have a picture of this altar of the Loftners. I have a picture of their Sukkot temple, a tent-like structure. And then I compare it with the same kind of structures from a pictures from Jerusalem in Israel. You'll see the same Sukkot type structures. So in Israel today, they commune with devils, which is a violation of what God forbid in Deuteronomy 18, worship of the dead. Catholic Church does the same thing. On the Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead down in Mexico, at Halloween, they try to communicate with the dead. The witches do it too, Samhain, and so forth, during Halloween. Now, I suspect that the New York newspaper knew that this shrine and altar was used for Shabbat Sukkot, the festival or feast of booths. However, the newspaper wanted the sensational accusations of Loeffler being a Satanist firmly lodged in the minds of Americans. They didn't want you to know, evidently. I can't read their minds, but why wouldn't they know? Why wouldn't Mr. Alpert know this? Seems to me plain. Maybe he can plead ignorance. But this is occultic, all right, but in a different way. You know, they really fouled themselves up. They wanted you to think he was just a Satan worshiper and some kind of a gun-toting Hitler lover. But they messed up, didn't they, by even printing this information. Now you know he was a Jew. By the way, Bryce Turney was a man who was interviewed by Mother Jones magazine online. You may not have heard of Mother Jones, but it's a very popular liberal magazine. It's been around for 30 or 40, 50 years. And they have some great stuff in there, I have to admit. Great revelations and interesting information. I disagree with it because it's liberal, but that's another story. Now, in Mother Jones online, they interviewed a man named Bryce Turney, T-I-E-R-N-E-Y, who was a good friend, maybe still is, of the killer, Jared Lee Loeffler. And he said that Jared Lee Loeffler put online a list of books that were his favorites. One of them was Hitler's Mein Kampf. But according to Bryce Turney, the good friend who spent many, many scores of hours of leisure time with his friend Jared Lee Loeffler, according to Turney, he only put that on his website or his YouTube, saying that one of my favorite books is Mein Kampf, so he could irritate his mother, who was Jewish. Jared Lee knew that his mother was Jewish, obviously, and he wanted to irritate her by saying, "See there, Mom, I'm reading one of the books by Hitler called Mein Kampf." But listen to this. Also on his reading list, friends, was the Communist Manifesto. Now, that would be Jewish, wouldn't it? Because Lenin and Trotsky and the others, they gave us the Communist Monstrism, we're all Jews. So he was reading the Communist Manifesto, but also he claimed Mein Kampf. But the press didn't tell you about Communist Manifesto, but they went to town telling everybody that he was a Hitler lover, left winger. No, he wasn't. In fact, his best friends in high school said that during the election of Kerry versus Bush, that he wore a campaign pinned or button on his clothing every day that said, "Kerry for president. Kerry, the Democrat, for president." A girl who was a friend of his in high school said that Jared Lee Loeffler is a, quote, liberal pothead. Another friend said he was a radical liberal pothead. Another said he was a left winger. Of course he was. But the press wanted to portray him as a radical right-winger or a Hitler lover. They lied to you. Pothead. He went down and tried to enlist in the Army. I think he just wanted to get a automatic rifle and go out and kill people. He's not a patriot because he talks about burning the flag and he complains about America. By the way, while he was in college, which he shouldn't have been because he was a high school dropout, but they still let him go to college. One day on the college campus, he went around complaining that the students had to pay for college. We ought to all be able to get it free. Doesn't sound like a right-wing person to me. Of course, that's one of Obama's campaign promises. Vote for me for president, and I will sponsor legislation that will give a free college education to every American. Looks like Loeffler heard that and loved it. By the way, he mentioned on his YouTube videos, Loeffler did, only one political website that he frequented. It was politico.com, a left-wing liberal website. And he said, "My favorite columnist is Ben Smith." Well, Ben Smith is a liberal left-wing wacko. So there you go. They associate together. And yet, even with all of this information I'm telling you, the fact that Loeffler was Jewish, guess what? The media said he did it because he's an anti-Semite. And he tried to kill this poor Gabriel Giffords, a congresswoman, because he's a Jew hater. But they never told you he was a Jew. They never told you that his mother, Amy, was a Jew. or is a Jew. They never told you that he had the festival of booths altar to Satan in his backyard, did they? And they tried to pretend it was just an occult altar, the media did. By the way, in a bucket or a bowl, it's really like a pot, a garden pot, on which the skull sits on this satanic altar. They're shriveled up oranges. Because remember, this is 3 or 4 months ago, they had Sukkot back in late September, early October. And the oranges, of course, were placed there, you know, so that Abraham could be chomping on an orange while he was chatting with you and communicating with you, or Jacob, or, you know, one of the other, Isaac and so forth. Now, so we've got the liberal left-wing pothead credentials. Now, I want to tell you, on his website, he talked about being a heavy metal rock fan. Now, some people say, there's nothing wrong with heavy metal. Person wrote to me and said, Ozzy Osbourne is a Christian text. Ozzy Osbourne, heavy metal rock satanic musician, a Christian? Folks, I can tell you the truth. Up in Canada, and I'm sure here in America, Ozzy Osbourne, who is an addled brain idiot now because he took so much pot and LSD, did you know one time he had a huge concert in which there were 15 to 20,000 young teenagers there? And guess what? He had an altar call for the devil. Come forward and receive Satan as your Lord and Savior. That was what Ozzy Osbourne. He would eat the head off of bats on stage. Don't tell me heavy metal music is good for you. You may not go out and kill people, but then again, if it really gets into your head and the demons come in, it might. Now, Loeffner said one of his favorite musicians, rock musicians, was Jimi Hendrix, the black guitarist. Well, Jimi Hendrix admitted that he was possessed by devils, and he would carry on voodoo rituals right on stage during his performances, and he died of a drug overdose. Another one that Loeffner said he liked so much and would always have his iPod listening to was Jim Morrison of the Doors. Well, I know about Jim Morrison of the Doors. He was a Satanist too, and he died young from a drug overdose. I wish I had more time. We could talk about this. Satan worship and Judaism go together. Heavy metal music and Satanism go together. Liberal left-wing politics and Satanism go together. That's why the devil's so happy that 45 million children have been aborted since Roe versus Wade. But it all comes back to this. In Proverbs 8:36, we find this incredible statement by God. Yes, by God. All they who hate me love death. This young man, Jared Lee Loeffner, needed help from God. But instead he said, no, I will not trust in God. Was he a Manchurian candidate? I wish I had more time. Maybe I'll discuss that in the future. I believe he may well have been trained by the CIA or the government. They brought in a maniac like him, and they instigated the whole thing to bring in their police state. One more thing, trying to get gun control, etc. I'm going to be talking about this more in the future, including the devil memorial service held at Arizona State University where Barack Obama spoke. That's right. It was a devil ceremony. And I'll tell you about that perhaps in coming weeks. Right now we're out of time. But friends, if you don't know Jesus, someday you're going to be out of time. My prayer is you'll accept him. Because after all, God says he wishes, he is desirous that no person perish, but that all have eternal life. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. Tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.